Well, supporters of the Muslim Brotherhood at the Egyptian universities have criticized the government for granting university security personnel the power to arrest and detain students. In a statement issued by the students, they condemned the move as a return to pre-revolution practices. They also said that they will continue their nonviolent demonstrations in order to overturn what they have been calling a coup by the army. On July the 3rd, the Egyptian military ousted former President Mohamed Morsi. The action sparked anti-government demonstrations and clashes, which claimed the lives of hundreds of people. Our correspondent Mohamed Chalabi on the line via Skype with us to tell us a bit more from Cairo. Mohamed, this basically does mean pre-revolutionary practices. Tell us a bit more about it.
Yes, it does, Kenise. In fact, that is the talk of the town nowadays. It's an issue that has stirred a lot of controversy. And analysts say that this highlights the fear from the parts of the interim authorities that with the beginning of the university year slated for September the 21st, after a few delays, there will be protests, naturally, at least peaceful ones, that would denounce the coup d'etat and would denounce the massacres that took place against the Morsi supporters in Egypt recently. And there are also fears that confrontations between the Morsi supporters and those who support what they call the June 30th revolution could also occur in universities, and there could be at least a graffiti war, if you will, inside university campuses between both camps. And now, remember, Kenise, it was the youth that led the revolution, the 25th of January revolution that ousted longtime dictator Hosni Mubarak. The youth are a big sector of the Egyptian society. There are millions out there that are in universities, and it seems that the interim authorities fear that such action, potential protests and demos inside university campuses, could halt the educational year, or could at least affect the roadmap that is being called for, at least when the educational year starts. The train routes and transportation will return to normal, and that will allow also for more demos out there on the streets. Now, the interim authorities say that they're doing this in an attempt to prevent violence from taking place, potential violence from taking place inside campuses, and also potential acts of vandalism. But indeed, many in Egypt are saying that this is a return to the oppressive measures that were practiced in the Mubarak era, and okay, that this is a backdoor for the security apparatus, the state security apparatus, to go back to university life again. Finally, Kenise.
Okay, I'm going to have to stop you there, Mohamed. We have run out of time. Our correspondent, Mohamed Chalabi, they're joining us from Cairo via Skype. Mohamed, thank you for that update there.